Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Good morning this Sunday morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and we just want to thank God, amen, for being here. We thank God for allowing us to be with you this morning. Amen. We thank God for you being with us this morning. Amen. Wherever you are at this morning, at your job, amen, in your home, or wherever you are, in your car, amen, we just thank God to be with you this morning. We just thank God to be able to share with you and to be able to worship with you on this Sunday morning. As usual, we just come to encourage you in the Lord. Amen. We just thank God because he's been so good to us. He's so faithful and so kind and so merciful. Amen. And we just want to lift him up this Sunday morning. We just want to bless him. Amen. As he's blessed us. Amen. So we thank God for him this morning. You ought to just tell somebody, amen, wake them up. Amen. I know they sleep as early in the morning, 8:30, and on a Sunday morning, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Amen. But just nudge them a little bit. Amen. And tell them this is God's day. Amen. And we ought to bless him in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We won't prolong you too long, amen. We just want to bless you and move on, amen. We're not going to keep you too much. We just thank God for an opportunity, amen, to be here today. We just thank God for being able to worship with you and to speak with you and to be a blessing for you. We want to start with our doxology. Amen. And we're just going to read through it. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. That's just to get us going, amen, this morning, because we want to praise the Father, we want to praise the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The triunity. Amen. The Trinity. Amen. The God of all gods, Elohim. And we just want to praise him this morning. We want to welcome you this morning to this service. Amen. This online service, Triumph Life Ministry. We want to thank you for coming and logging on and clicking that link and watching us and listening to us. And we hope that there's something that we can encourage you to do. So we just want to welcome you and thank you for being with us this morning. And just real brief for as announcements, amen, we do have our YouTube channel up and running. We have our Facebook page up and running. Amen. If you go to YouTube and search Triumph Life Ministry, you should see the page. And we are now recording the full video of this of these services, and we are going to upload them. We're not doing a whole lot of editing or nothing to them as of yet. Just the raw material. Amen. So just go ahead and go to the page and subscribe. Go to the Facebook page and like and follow. And if you once you subscribe and give the thumb up on the videos that you like, if you miss the service, if you can't continue to get up, if you miss a 8:30, you'll be able to go to the Facebook page or go to the YouTube page and watch it again. And you be if it's a message that touch you and you feel like it'll touch someone else, share it. Amen. Let them hear the word of God. Amen. And we just thank God that God has blessed us the ability to be able to do this. And we just praising him and glorifying him for all his wonderful ways. Amen. So we just thank God. So go to YouTube and subscribe. Facebook page, you can like us. We're also on Instagram, amen, but the videos will be posted on Facebook and YouTube. All right, we're on Twitter also, but the videos will be on YouTube and Facebook. At this time, we're going to go ahead and move on to our scripture for this morning, amen. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to ask that you turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles. It's a familiar scripture. It's one that's been preached many times throughout the years. So it's not going to be too much different on this morning. But we're going to go ahead and pull up the full slide, and then we're going to read our scripture. 2 Chronicles. And it's the entire 20th chapter, but we can't read the whole chapter. We're not going to take the time to read the whole chapter to you, and we're not going to preach the whole chapter in detail, but we're going to summarize it and give an overview of our message this morning. So we're going to skip around in the verses as we read this morning. So beginning in 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter, 2 Chronicles 20th chapter, and we're going to begin at the third verse, and it reads as this, beginning 2 Chronicles 20:3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. That was the 10th verse. The 11th verse says, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. And then we have the 12th verse. And it says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Tell somebody, our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes is upon thee. The 18th verse says, And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. 21st verse, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 22nd verse. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And our God, wilt thou not judge them? This is the 12th verse. This is where we're getting our theme from this morning, out of the 12th verse. Amen. Our God, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Let me read that one more time. O our God, wilt thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. But our eyes is upon thee. Amen. Tell somebody, our eyes is upon thee. We're watching you, Jesus. We're focused on you, Jesus. We're fixed on you, Jesus. Our eyes is upon thee. Amen. Our eyes is upon thee. The Valley of Baraka. Our eyes upon you. The Valley of Baraka. Amen. If you would, let us go into prayer, and we're going to listen to one more song to be sung, and after that, we're going to come and we're going to divide the Word of God with you. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before you, O God. We lifting up holy hands, God, that we might receive your Holy Spirit unto us. Father, we need you right now, God, for we're speaking to your people. Father, we ask, God, that you just anoint us, oh, from our heads to the soles of our feet. Mold the lips of clay, oh, God, that in the name of Jesus, let your words, oh, God, be words of mercy. Let your words be words of grace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself among your people. Oh, let hearts be changed. Let minds be changed. Change lives in the name of Jesus. God, bring salvation for you. In the name of Jesus, let us decrease that you might increase. Let them not see me, but see you. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, that we might lift you up and lift you up in the name of Christ. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you and we magnify your name. Oh, bless all that hear my voice. Bless all that are listening. Bless all that will hear this message in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, oh, that you're able, you can do it, and we trust you to fix all things. We trust you to deliver us. We trust you to heal us. We trust you to comfort us, oh God. So do it for them right now, God. Those that are in pain, do it for them. Those that are sick, do it for them. Those that need deliverance, do it for them, oh God. But bless this service, bless this congregation, bless this ministry in a mighty way. Oh, let your anointing power be upon it. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank you In the name of Jesus, we thank God. We thank him. We thank him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Somebody ought to say, Lord, endow me with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you want to be endowed this morning? Amen. Do you want to be endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Lord, endow me. Thank the Lord. Amen. This is such a blessing. Amen. To be able to listen to such a wonderful song of praise. Amen. Asking the Lord to endow us. Amen. This is just so wonderful to be endowed by God. Have you ever experienced His endowment? Amen. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. If you ever experienced it, God is beautiful. God is awesome. And we just love Him this morning. But amen. To our message, our eyes are on you. Valley of Baraka. The Valley of Baraka, if you don't know, is the valley where after the battle of Jehoshaphat went against, he didn't have to go against. He didn't have to do anything because God did it for him. Amen. But when they went into battle against the enemies, then the enemies was already destroyed when they got there, and they took the time to gather up the spoils. And when they got through gathering up the spoils, the Bible said on the fourth day they went to the Valley of Baraka, and there they blessed the Lord. And then, in other words, they worshiped the Lord in the Valley of Baraka, and Baraka stands for blessing. So the Valley of Blessing. Amen. So, amen. Our eyes are on you. Amen. Our eyes are on you. Amen. But we're trying to get to the Valley of Blessing this morning. And I want you to make it to the Valley of Blessing. And we all can get there. We all can get there. We all can get to the Valley of Baraka. We can get to the Valley of Baraka. But how can we get there to the Valley of Baraka? How can we reach the Valley of Baraka? If we look at what's going on in the world, and it seems like death is all around us, amen. And death is everywhere. The coronavirus have the death man on a rampage. The death angels on the rampage. How can we get to the Valley of Baraka? When I have heart trouble and I can't and I'm not doing too well, how can I make it to the Valley of Baraka? The doctors diagnosed me with cancer. How can I make it to the Valley of Baraka? When my closest friends no longer communicate with me, when family members don't get along, and my coworkers are setting me up for failure, how can I make it to the Valley of Baraka? How can I get there? How can I get there? It looks so dim. It looks so dim when my bills are due and my money is low. I don't have enough money to put gas in my car, and my money is funny, and I don't have a honey. How can I get to the Valley of Baraka? Yeah. COVID-19 is rampaging, and racism is escalating. Amen. The economy is on edge. How can I get to the Valley of Baraka? How can we make it? How can we make it? How can you make it? How can I make it? Seems like the enemy is all around us. They're coming against us in every way, every form, every fashion. How can we make it to Baraka? Amen. And that is the question on this morning. How can we make it to Baraka? Well, the answer is here in our text this morning. Jehoshaphat has provided us an answer. And the answer isn't a secret. There's no big secret. It's right here in the text. It's written right there for us. And the guidelines are there for us. Number one, we must learn to pray. Yes, Yes, number one, we must learn to pray in the midst of trouble, when the enemy is coming against us, when sickness has come upon us, when the pain is racking in our bodies, when the relationship is falling apart, when trouble is on every side, the finances is not coming together. We must pray in the midst of trouble. I know it's difficult. My heart is too heavy. They broke my heart and they put me down and I understand. I lost my loved one and that's the only person in the world that loved me, and now they're gone on to be with the Lord and they're no longer here, and I feel lonely and I'm all by myself. I understand. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I'm just tired. I can't do it anymore. The work that I did, amen, it just wore me out, and I can't make it no more. I'm waving the white flag, amen. I give up. I'm finished. I'm complenished. I'm kaput, amen. I can't do it. But I understand. But in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trouble, we have to pray. Yeah, I understand. But we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus in the midst of trouble, I just want to encourage you a little bit this morning. Number two is even after we pray, and even though we don't see the results, we have to give him a praise. What do you mean? What do you mean? Give him a praise? Yes, I don't know the outcome. I don't know how it's going to finish, but we got to praise him anyway. So after we get through praying, although we're in the midst of trouble, although we're in the midst of trials, although we're in the midst of tribulation, although we're in the midst of tests and teardowns, we have to give him a praise. We have to praise him. We have to praise him. In spite of, we have to praise him. And if you can pray and praise in the middle of trouble, this is the beauty of the whole thing. You will experience, number three, you will experience the power of God. Amen. That's the place that we want. That is the Valley of Berakah, the Valley of Blessings, when you experience the power of God. In fact, Peter will tell you, if you asked him, amen, when he stepped out on the boat and walked on water, amen, Peter will tell you to keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. The storm may be raging. Amen. The waves may be pounding. The wind may be blowing. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, amen, because once you lose focus, amen, you will begin to sink. But amen, the best thing about it, if you keep your eyes on Jesus and stay focused, amen, you'll be able to, amen, walk on water. Ain't that something? Amen. Our eyes is on you. We're talking to Jesus today. Our eyes is on you. Our eyes is on you. Our eyes is on you. Look in our text this morning. Our text is talking about a king by the name of Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was one of the good kings, and we know that there were some bad kings and there were some good kings, and Jehoshaphat was the son of Asaiah, and Asaiah was a good king, and Jehoshaphat was one of the sons that followed after his father, you know, and I won't get into, you know, the different kings, but Jehoshaphat was a good king, and he always seeked after peace, and he tried to make alliances to keep peace and to keep his people in peace, although some of the alliances wasn't God oriented, but he did it anyway. Some of the alliances didn't work out because they wasn't ordained by God, amen, but he did all he could to keep peace for his people. He was a good king, and his people prospered under him because he was a king that really understood peace and wanted peace, and he was a king that believed in serving God. So as no matter how much he attempted to keep the peace, he had some enemies that wanted to destroy Judah. And if you look at this scripture, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir wanted to gang up on Judah. They wanted to destroy Judah. Judah was in their own land. They were in the promised land. They were in the land that God had promised them. They were in the land that God promised Abraham, and Abraham would have this land and his seed would inherit this land. They were there. They were in the land of milk and honey. They were in their own land, their own God-given land. And here comes the enemy from across the sea, from the other side, from over around the way, coming into their territory, coming into their promised land to destroy them. And as I meditated and as I thought about this scripture, amen, sometimes you're going about your own business. You're doing, amen, the promises of God, and God has given you, and you're operating in the area where God has placed you and designed you, and he's promised you, and you're doing what you ought to be doing, and the enemy comes all the way from across the sea, amen, from around the way to get in your territory to try and destroy you. Jehoshaphat got word, amen, that the children of Ammon and Moab and the children of Mount Seir was coming to gain up on him. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy comes, amen, to tear down and not build up. The enemy comes to pull apart and not put together. Amen. And one thing I know about the enemy is that he don't have the courage to come by himself. He don't have the courage because he's a coward. He's weak and he don't have the power over God. He don't have the power over God. He has to make alliances. He needs backup. But you're the child of the king. Tell somebody, I'm the child of the king. You're the child of the king. And when you are from the royal priesthood, when you're part of royal descent, amen, I'm going to encourage you on this morning to do like Jehoshaphat did. Amen. Jehoshaphat, he got into fear, but fear didn't stay with him too long. Fear may come up on you, but you don't have to stay with fear. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to operate in fear. You don't have to let fear control you. You don't have to let fear maneuver you. You don't have to let fear manipulate you. You don't have to let fear put you in a place that you cannot function anymore, but you can pray. That's right. Pray that fear away. Jehoshaphat feared But when he came to himself, when he recognized, amen, that he had a God that's sitting up high and looking down low, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek God. Amen. The Bible says he proclaimed a fast, amen, through all of Judah. Amen. Everybody had to fast. Even the babies had to fast. Amen. He proclaimed a fast. And one thing about Jehoshaphat, he did it himself. He didn't proclaim it. He didn't tell them to do it. And he didn't do it, but he led the way. He was a true king. Amen. And he was the leader. And he led the way. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you get serious with God, God will get serious with you. Pray in the midst of bad news. The doctor report says I have cancer. Pray. I was furloughed and I planned on retiring from this job. Pray. My husband is coming home late at night. Amen. Pray. My wife don't want to cook anymore. Amen. Pray. My children is gone astray. Amen. Pray. My heart is broken and I'm depressed. Pray. Death is taking my loved one away. Pray. It's all overwhelming and I can't handle it. Pray. When it's too much for you, it's just enough for God. Amen. Seek God and pray. Hallelujah. Seek God. Seek God and see God and pray. Pray like you want to make it to the valley of Baraka. Pray like you want to make it to the valley of blessing. Pray, 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 pray. Do like Jehoshaphat. Go on a fast and I know the enemies are coming against you. They're lining up and they're gathering up. They're clicking up, amen, to come against you. Amen. Sickness is trying to come against you. Amen. Financial issues are trying to come against you. Pain in the body is trying to come against you. Relationship situations is trying to come against you. On your job, they're trying to come against you. In your church, they're trying to come against you. Amen. But in the midst of trouble, amen, just pray. Just pray. And when you're done praying, you got to give God a praise. I'm almost finished. Short message this morning. You got to give God a praise. Our eyes is on you. Our eyes is on you. Give him a praise. What do you mean, preacher? I just finished praying and God haven't even received my email yet. God, I just finished praying and he haven't read my text yet. I just finished praying and he haven't heard my voicemail yet. And I just finished praying and he hasn't gotten it yet. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, God already know what you're going to pray for before you prayed for it. Amen. All you have to do is give him the praise. Why pray? Because Jesus said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In other words, amen, if you're going to pray for it, amen, believe him for it. Don't doubt God. Amen. He's ready. Amen. He's already given you, amen, the confirmation. So praise him. What do you mean he's given me the confirmation? Amen. When Jehoshaphat called for the fasting, when Jehoshaphat called for the prayer, amen, and he led in the fasting and he led in the prayer, amen, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel, and on Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, he prophesied and said, "Do not be afraid, amen, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Amen. Tell somebody the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. It's God's battle. Amen. You don't have to worry. Amen. You don't have to fighting this battle is not your battle. Amen. You don't have to fret. Amen. It's not your battle. You can cry, but don't cry long. It's not your battle. Or the old saints used to sing a song, God will fight your battle if you just be still. Yolanda Adams will tell you the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Paul will tell you to put on the whole armor of God. It's not for you to fight, but it's for your protection, so you can stand in the midst of the battle and watch your God and watch my God fight for you, amen, in a ringside seat, amen. The battle is not yours, but God's, amen. They're coming against me, amen. So I'm going to praise his name. They don't like me, but praise is to his name. They put me down, but praise is to his name. They're teaming up against me, but praise is to his name. The light bill is due and the bank account is through, but praise is to his name. Amen. The doctor said it don't look good. Amen. But praise is to his name. Eviction notice is on the front door. Amen. But praise is to his name. COVID-19 is on the rise, but praise is to his name. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun is going down. Amen. God will fight for you. Amen. Y'all don't know when, neither do I know how, but I do know God will fight for you. God will fight for me, and he's going to bring us out miraculously. Amen. All I know is we got to give him the praise. Give him the praise. All you have to do is praise him. All you have to do is praise him. And when you get through praying, and when you get through praising, we come to number three. Yeah. Yeah, after we prayed and after we praise, amen, we come to power. The power of God. So Jehoshaphat led in fasting. And Jehoshaphat led in prayer. Jehoshaphat led in praise. The army followed Jehoshaphat into the battle. The odds was against him. It was 3-1. But they had fast and they prayed. They had prayed and they praised. The odds was 3-1. But they went in to battle. Jehoshaphat put the praise leaders, put the choir, put the praise team out front, amen, of the army. And they walked into battle. See, once you get through praying, and once you get through praising, amen, you will don't have to fear anymore. And you can walk into battle. You can know that the odds are against you. And you can walk into battle. You can know that there's more of them than there are more of us. And you can walk into battle. You can know that they are a multitude, and the odds is 3-1, but you can walk into battle. They walked into battle, but they didn't just walk into battle ready to fight, but they were walking and they were praising. Amen. You got to walk in your praise. Glory to God. Amen. You got to tell somebody, walk in your praise. You may not have your answer yet. Amen. But you done already prayed. Amen. Just walk in your praise. Just walk around the house right now. Amen. Just walk in a circle. Amen. Your family members might think you're crazy. Amen. But just walk in a circle. Amen. In your praise. Amen. Just walk back and forth from the back door to the front door. Amen. In your praise. Amen. Just walk to the bathroom, to the living room, to the bedroom. In your praise. Amen. Walk up and down the stairs in your praise. I don't know, amen, when, amen, and I don't know how, amen, but I know the power of God, amen, is at work in your life. Amen. All you got to do is praise him. Amen. Walk into your battle. Amen. In praise. Amen. I don't know, amen, what the outcome's going to be. Amen. Because I don't have the answer. But I do know the man that has the answer. Amen. For he have all power in his hands. Amen. That's why you got to walk in your praise. Amen. You got to walk into battle. Amen. Judah, amen, went into a battle. Amen. And they went in to a fight. Amen. But they didn't get to fight. Amen. They only got the praise. Ain't that all right? Amen. Men were dead and the enemy was destroyed. Amen. But Judah only got to gather the spoils. Amen. There was a miraculous move by the power of God. Amen. While, amen, they were praising. Amen. God was at work on their behalf. Amen. And that's why you got to praise. Amen. Because while you are praising, amen, God is at work on your behalf. Amen. Man, I know, amen, that the situation, amen, might be tight. And you've been in a tight situation. Amen. And you wonder how you're going to get over. Amen. It is by the power of God. Amen. Have your refrigerator ever been empty? Amen. But you never missed a meal. Amen. It was the power of God. Amen. Have you got the disconnection notice? Amen. But the money came through right out of the blue. Amen. It was the power of God. Amen. Have you ever been in an accident? Amen. And almost, amen, near to death, but you survived. Amen. It was the power of God. He's omnipotent. Amen. All powerful. Amen. Our eyes is on you. Thank the Lord. Amen. And in my conclusion on this morning, amen, our eyes is on Jesus. Amen. Your eyes should be on Jesus. Because, amen, when a problem arises, amen, we know you have the answer. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you are our problem solver. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you are the deliverer. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you are a way maker. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you're a bridge over troubled waters. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you are the one, amen, that can bring salvation in our lives. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, you said, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because you bared the cross on the hill of Golgotha. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Because they nailed your hands and they nailed your feet. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. Because they hung you high. Amen. And they stretched you wide. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. You said if you be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto you. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. They pierced you in the side and out came blood and water. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. And about the ninth hour, amen, you gave up the ghost. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. They buried you in a borrowed tomb. And I'm glad you only borrowed it. Amen. Because you got up on the third day. with all power in your hand. Amen. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Amen. And you, amen, gave us a right to the tree of life. Amen. For you saved us. Amen. From our sins. Our eyes is on you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our eyes is on you. Amen. We're fixated on Jesus. No matter what comes against us. Amen. We're fixated on Jesus. No matter who comes against us. Our eyes are on Jesus. We're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help come from the Lord. And we're on our way to the valley of Baraka. Amen. We're on our way, amen, to the place called blessing. The Bible said on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, and there they blessed the Lord. Amen. You're in the place right now to bless the Lord in your home, in your car, on the streets, in the grocery store. You're in the valley of Baraka. Amen. Because you prayed unto God. You're in the valley of Baraka. Because you praised God. You're in the valley of Baraka. Because you experienced his power. Amen. You're in the valley of Baraka. Amen. He's coming back for a ready church. Don't let the enemy scare you away. Don't let the enemy make you afraid. Amen. Don't let the enemy put fear in you. Amen. But fast and pray and give God the praise. Amen. Because when you give him the praise, amen, God will bless you. God will lead you to the valley of Baraka. Amen. And you can tell him glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. We magnify you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mighty blessings. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, oh God, for just being God. Oh, just being in our lives, for leading us. And we're praying to you right now, God. Oh God, whatever issues that we have, that problem that we have, that trial that we're going through, that test that we are experiencing, God, help us right now. We're praying to you right now. We're casting our cares upon you because you care for us. We're casting all of our problems on you. You say, bring us our burdens, oh God, upon on you, oh God, and we put them on you right now. God, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We magnify you, God. We honor you. We know, God, that you are our problem solver. We trust you right now. We trust you with our every being. We trust you with our life. We trust you, oh God, for doing it for us. Oh God, one may need one thing and one need another. Oh God, but we know that you're the solution to it all. God, I may need a healing, and someone else may need deliverance, and someone else may need salvation, but God, you got the answer. So we're looking to you. We're looking to you. We're looking to you. We're looking to you. Our eyes are on you, God. Circumstances may be all around us, but our eyes are on you. We're focused. We're fixated on you. We're not worried about our enemies. We're not worried about the situation. We're not focused on the trial. Yes, it grabbed our hearts and it made us fear God, but we're focused on you. Do it for us, Lord. As we get away from this message and we move away out of this prayer, Lord, we're just going to praise you. We're just going to worship you. We're just going to magnify you. We're just going to walk in our blessings. We're going to walk to the valley of Baraka. Oh, God, we're on our way right now in the midst of the trouble, amen, in the midst of the message, oh God, we're on our way right now, God, because we know that we serve the true and the living God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him with me. Hallelujah. Praise him with me. Hallelujah. Praise him with me. Thank you, Lord. Praise him with me. Hallelujah. Praise me. We glorify you. Praise me. We magnify you. Oh, God, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you right now, God. Thank you for deliverance. Oh, God, thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And amen. If you heard this message and you're not saved on this Sunday morning, we encourage you to accept Christ in your life. Amen. If trouble is all around you and it seems like all your enemies are coming against you, it seems like they're teaming up, seems like they're making allies, and you are too weak of a vessel and you can't handle it, We petition you right now to come to Jesus, to come give your life to Christ. Give your life to him, amen, for greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, amen. If you accept him inside of you, amen, you got more with you than you have more against you. So we offer Christ to you right now. We offer Christ to you. We ask that if you want to be saved, all you got to do is just accept him. The Bible says simply, it's nigh thee, it's even in your mouth. All you got to do is confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again. If you believe that, amen, in your heart, the Bible declares you are saved. So who am I? Who am I to say that you're not? Amen. If you believe it, you're saved. And I just want to tell you, like Christ, amen, told the woman, amen, that had been prosecuted, amen, and the men walked away and didn't throw any stones, amen, go and sin no more. Just go and sin no more. Consider yourself saved. Salvation is upon you if you believe it. We thank you this morning. We thank you for being with us. Amen. You'll be able to, we'll again, go to our YouTube page, Triumph Life Ministry, and go to Facebook, Triumph Life Ministry, and then you'll be able to hear this again. If it touched you, if you want somebody else, amen, to hear this message so that it will touch them as well, amen, feel free to share, amen, the message. And we look forward, amen, to being with you on next Sunday, amen. But before we go, amen, we just want to let you know, keep your eyes on Christ. Our eyes are on you, Jesus. Amen. Go, amen, and get to the valley of Baraka. Amen. Benediction, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.